Hello, we are speaking to Dov Fedler, who has just written a memoir called Out of Line. Dov, I want you to connect some dots for me. It seems like the three iconic moments belong to a yellow pencil,
yes.
The nipple and falling in love, and All in Line by Saul Steinberg.
Yes.
Can you join those dots for me?
Okay. Wow. The yellow pencil, which dominates... It tells me precisely where I'm going to, that I will spend my life drawing. I saw this thing. It was, as I described in the book, as a Kundun moment. I saw this thing. I was 3 years old. I knew that's what I didn't have to learn how to draw. And I followed the line of drawing, and to connect it to the middle part is a little difficult. That's about growing up and wondering what your ambitions are. Your ambitions in your teens are to conquer some woman and engage in this strange activity.
Okay, but then you...
And then finally to sort of encounter the reality.
And that moment was the Saul Steinberg book of cartoons.
Well, the Saul Steinberg cartoon book was... Are you familiar with Steinberg's work?
Yes.
Because very few people are. It was, you know, I was drawing, I came from a very, as I described, very down the road people, you know, you'll be a doctor, you'll be a this, you'll be a that. There was no sense of a choice of career. And when I saw these drawings and I understood the gift that I had been given, I understood what I saw when I was 10 years old, and I managed to acquire the books, as you know. And when I look at them now, it's as if I'm opening them for the first time. So nothing has changed from that moment. So the drawing has always been a central support to everything I ever do.
Well, we all know about you as Dov Fedler, the very well-known cartoonist, and very few of us would not know that. But what I found endearing about your book was finding about Dov Fedler, the man, his family, and also the stories that we are of similar generation to you, of similar background, the stories that were never told.
Well, let's start with the stories that were never told. And the most awful of that is that, and quite recently, I was going through some old photographs, which most of them you cannot identify who these people are or whatever, and I came across a photograph of my mother's sister, her husband and her child. Now, they died. They were victims of the Holocaust.
But they were never spoken about.
No,
maybe because it was too painful.
Let me tell you how much they were never spoken about. I know my mother's sister's name because I've had to get it into my head in the last few years writing the book. I had no idea. Her name was Reva. But then I asked my sister, who is the oracle of the family, the repository, the custodian of all history. I said, what was her husband's name? And she had no idea of their surname, and there was a child in the photograph who would have been my first cousin. I have no idea of what his name might have been. They were never mentioned. So all this pain and loss was taken in, but and only expressed itself in my mother having a breakdown when I was 3 years old. I remember it.
Well, those are the important things, and that is what I can say is why everyone needs to read your book. Everybody has a story, and you are allowing yourself to investigate and find out about it and tell it to us in a very intimate, very personal, and very honest way. And maybe that combination of mother the satirist and father the comedian did work to give you those very special qualities which makes you one of South Africa's leading cartoonists. We've been talking to Dov Fedler about his book Out of Line, a memoir, and I think at the same time I might mention that Roger Cohn, the very famous New York Times correspondent with South African connections, also wrote the book The Girl from Human Street, which is published by Alfred Knopf. And there is a similarity, and they do speak, and the only thing I'm going to say is that Roger Cohn perhaps has a broader canvas and broad aspirations in terms of the book, but I found the intimacy, the honesty and authenticity of Dov Fedler's book absolutely riveting, and I would very recommend it as a read.